I'm Chris Burns. I am a Franco-Californian playing rhythm guitar and singing for the Tigers of Eden.
I'm Thomas Schmidt from Austria. I'm lead guitarist.
Hi, Fernando. I am the percussionist.
I'm Vince Chedrick from Australia, and I play bass and guitar.
Debut album, very exciting, lots of energy from the four corners of the world, really. Lots of different influences. It was a lot of writing, crunching ideas together, coming out with some really, really great stuff.
Do I love her? We've been jamming a lot and we still consider ourselves kind of a garage band, at least from the philosophy.
I think the idea of doing an album came to us as we were playing together and we discovered that we had some originals. Chris had written some stuff, Vince came also with some original material. We said, well, maybe we should think about putting together an album, and that's how the whole thing started. We found out about this recording studio in Genval through a friend of Chris, Marty. He happened to know Bull, who was the engineer owner of this studio in Genval. That's how we ended up being there and recording.
Bull was kind of like our technician and mentor figure. And he was involved actually in the great hit called Ça Plane Pour Moi, a classic song that everyone knows from the disco. It's about 2 a.m. and then Ça Plane Pour Moi. This guy was involved in making either of a remix of that song or the song itself.
Lake Genval came to us like a meaning like Lake Geneva head to Deep Purple. Think I gotta love concussion.
The way we write songs depends on the song, in the sense that Chris has had a few of his that are kind of good to go, and others where I've contributed the music and said to Chris, oh, it's about this. A girl in a university in America who is wronged by a boy. We'll see what you can do with that. And Chris, in his inimitable style, on a way back from some business trip on his iPad when he's got a million other things on his mind, manages to pump out these great lyrics.
There are quite a few really good songs in the album. If one that seems to get a lot of sympathy from our audience is Varsity Sound, first song in the album. It's a very dynamic, it's a Red Hot Chili Peppers inspired type of song with a nice riff. Varsity Sound.
It's sort of a symbiosis among us all. One of us will pitch a song and everybody throws in a hook of some kind. It's all kind of a chemistry among all of us that makes it work.
And then on Friday it comes. Varsity Sound.